Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, from Wichita's most listened to sports radio, 97.5 and 1240 KFH, this is Sports Daily with Jacob Albrock and Tommy Gester.
Welcome back in, everybody. It is a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday on Sports Daily, and we are rocking and rolling through another hour here. Coming up in just a little bit, Shreyas Lada will join us. Glad to have Shreyas in on a day after KU makes a big addition to their roster. TJ Cleland in for Tommy Caster, Max Power producing. He's got you at 869-1240. That's the phone number if you want to get in touch with the program. You can do that. You can also reach us on our video streams. You'll find us on X, on Facebook, on YouTube. You can leave us comments there. Thanks for watching us as well on 12 News Connected. And thanks for listening to us on the Odyssey app, where you can leave us voice messages, even if you're listening to us after the fact. I know a lot of people podcast the show out and listen to it that way. If you have thoughts on anything we've talked about, KU's roster philosophy, a lot of the Royals' decisions coming at the deadline as they lose the opener to Tampa yesterday, you can do that there on the Odyssey app, and we can get those and play them out over the air. Of course, they're relevant to what we're talking about. We'll get more into the Royals and their game tonight in this hour. Shreyas Lada is going to join us in this hour. We'll talk a little NFL football. What about the teams around the Chiefs? We like what the Chiefs have done, I think. I'll let TJ speak for himself. But we have that. But what about everybody else, right? What about all the other teams in the NFL? What are they doing to get better? We'll go through some of that as well over the next couple of weeks as we count down the days until training camp. It's What's on Tap, all of it here, brought to you by the Wichita Brewing Company. With locations east, west, and historic Delano, featuring a rooftop deck, Wichita Brewing Company. It's pizza and beer made here. Man, I got Hawaiian. I could roll up to a Wichita Brewing Company right now for a couple slices of that pizza, a couple of Wichita Brewing Company beers. That'd be a pretty good way to spend a Wednesday. But we'll work instead. We'll work for you, the people. But we appreciate Wichita Brewing Company and their support of the program. Let's start this hour with our giveaway. You can score a round for two with a cart at Crestview Country Club. All you got to do to win this contest, this is our last Friday of the month. Our last winner will be this Friday. You can text the keyword golf to the number 20357. We will pick one more winner. We've done this every Friday through June. You can enter once per 24 hours. Message and data rates apply. More details at kfhradio.com. Good luck, everybody. This has been one of the more popular giveaways we've ever done on this show. And Cressy said that they've heard a lot about it. They're excited to get people out there, tour the facilities. TJ, I haven't been out and checked out the north side as they're still trying to break down the open. I know they've got people playing golf out there. I was like, man, it's so amazing that this is happening. And I wonder what this place is going to look like when they clear out and we've got to see, because it was so, we would have been in normal circumstances, probably through Sunday, we would have been cart path only golf. Like it was so wet at the beginning and that all was just trampled through, but it's rained at the Open before. So maybe it's not that more unusual than normal, but they still have storm damage to clean up. All those trees. I mean, it's good. It's crazy out there.
I talked to Ben Hartman, who's the groundskeeper with the Wind Surge. So his crew went out and was helping at the golf tournament to help clean up and do all their stuff as well. And they were telling me that they got out there like as soon as it happened on Tuesday, and there were like trunks of trees, not trunks, but like branches, but not twigs, like branches were like in the fairways, like a foot deep. Like they were pulling them out of the fairways. Like that's unbelievable. I've never even seen anything like that.
That's such a cool story that the Wind Surge went out there to help them, the Wind Surge grounds crew. That whole thing is still just blows my mind. Like the fact that that tournament felt pretty close to normal. Like the only thing missing were the air conditioned chalets. And everybody was okay with that, by the way, because everybody knows what happened. But man, that it is just wild to me that they were able to do what they were able to do. It's always wild to me what these grounds crews can do, like let alone the effort to get things cleaned up and, you know, the community effort. And that's all so cool. But the golf course looked fine. The actual course, how they can, as somebody with a yard, like how they can do those kinds of things. It's amazing what they can do with time, with just a little bit of time, and they got that thing looking good. So I am curious to get out there and maybe play a little. Maybe I'll try and go fire off a couple holes this week just to scout it and see what things look like as they continue the teardown of that event and they get on the road and they go to the next one. But it's a pretty wild and crazy event. Thanks to everybody who stopped by, said hi while we were out there, and good luck in that golf giveaway today. One more time, if you've never been out and played, you know, the famed North Course. I love the South Course. I think you can use this giveaway on either. There's a lot of cleanup that's got to still happen on the South Course too. But the famed North Course, whatever it is, you got a cart, bring a buddy, bring your wife, bring your husband. If you're listening to the show and you want to win that, enter to win golf 20357. Good luck, everybody. All right, TJ, we can reset this hour a little bit. We talked about the Royals. I don't know. It's so funny because we always kind of make our way to the Royals and what they should be doing and like, what are they? Are they buyers? Are they like, it just keeps happening because they are in this purgatory. They have baseball to play and we can look ahead. We can sort of put a bow on them and look ahead to the rest of this series. And then in the next segment, we'll switch over to talk some football. But Bubich didn't get it done in that opener. Now Waka takes the mound against Drew Rasmussen, and we'll see if he can sort of settle the ship. That's kind of been his role this year, right? Like he's been sort of the stabilizer, the most consistent guy, and I'm really glad he's still there. His contract, by the way, as we're talking about these things, he has a club option. So Waka's going to be around a while, most likely, right? He doesn't hit free agency until 2029.
He just re-signed this past offseason.
In 2028. What's that?
He just re-signed this past offseason, yeah.
Right. And so he but for a long time, right? It's a long deal. They'll get him probably 3 more years, and they built it to where he's front-loaded and what he gets paid, he'll begin to age a bit. I mean, he's in his mid-30s now. But so he's around, right? Like he's going to become the leader of this rotation. Probably next year. We'll see what Reagan's health looks like. But that we'll see. Like Seth Lugo has been so good the last couple of years at sort of stepping into this role and being the stabilized force. Waka do that same thing. And he goes tonight against a pretty good Rays pitcher who, when he's on, is like way on. And Rasmussen can do what Bradley did for sure last night to you. His stuff may be even a little bit better. But you don't want to, you know, the Dodgers are looming there. And yeah, the Rays are probably playing better than the Dodgers right now. But the Dodgers are looming. Don't let this week get away from you. I felt like yesterday was such an opportunity and an opportunity wasted. Man, I hope they can get that thing flipped around real quick.
Yeah, it's a huge week. And that's what we're talking about, you know, is that the fact that they have to beat good teams. And you look at the wild card chase. I mean, there's five teams ahead of them that if you looked at the logos, you'd say, yeah, they're better than the Royals. So it's going to take a lot of, you know, quality wins to get where they want to be, and they've got to find a way eventually to win these games, because so far, you know, we saw them sweep this Rays team, a part of the winning streak, whenever it was, a month ago or 2 months ago now. So it's possible they haven't beaten a good team in a while, I feel like. They beat the Rangers, who are pretty on par with the Royals, I think. But they're gonna have to get good wins. That's the thing that's so daunting about this, is that they're in the Central Division where they're gonna have to play the Tigers 40 more times. They're gonna have to play the Guardians 30, 40 more times. So there's going to be teams that are better than them in front of them, and they have to find a way to win.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have to play the division quite as much as they used to, but the division's good. We can set the division to the side. I want to go back to something you just said. You said these teams are better than the Royals when you look at the standings, because I don't think that I agree with that. The Rays, they're playing really well right now. They've won 7 out of their last 10. The Mariners are playing really well. That's the other team that occupies one of the spots in the Blue Jays. I wouldn't look at the Blue Jays roster, I'll tell you right now, and say that's a better roster than the Royals, the Blue Jays. The Rays, I'm not sure. They're playing really well. I'm not sure I would say that about their roster. I would say it about the Mariners. I would say the Mariners are a better roster. I'll give you the Mariners. The Guardians, I don't think that's a better roster. The Red Sox are probably going to sell, so I don't know what to think about them. The Angels certainly are not a better roster. The Rangers could be, but they're not playing well either. And they started to play well, but then now they've kind of fallen back a little bit. I think the Rangers are a team that could absolutely heat up, though. The Twins, probably an on-par roster. I don't think in the division the Twins and Guardians have better rosters necessarily than the Royals. I definitely don't think the Angels do. I think the Red Sox are going to sell. The Rangers could. They're almost the same thing as the Royals, an underperforming team so far, I would say. So you've got, can the Royals be better than Toronto? I think so. I mean, Toronto doesn't overly scare me right now. That's what I'm like. That's why this is so hard. 3 weeks ago, you never would have thought we'd be talking about the Royals like this. They're in a little bit of a slump here, just like they were at the beginning of the season. But again, they came back and won 20 out of 22 games. And I know they played a few bad teams in there, but the Rays were one of those teams that they were beaten up on at that time. So I keep getting teased by, like, okay, it feels like maybe they're going to get on one of these heaters, and then they don't. But I still think it's in there. The question is going to be, does it happen before the trade deadline? Right? I mean, that's the question. They play 6:40 tonight. You'll hear it right here on KFH. When we come back, let's talk a little football. What's happening around the Chiefs? Are the Chiefs the favorite right now? We'll talk about it next on Sports Daily.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1.
Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yo, I haven't got all day.
869-1240.
Time to get busy.
This is Sports Daily on KFH.
It gets me every time. Gets me every time. It's Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday, everybody. Glad to be here with you on Sports Daily. It's been fun. It's been a fun day. We got TJ Cleland in for Tommy. I'm Jacob Albrecht. We're making our way through this hour, and we've got Shreya Slotta coming up in just a little bit. If you want to win some HTO, you can do that as well. Just text the keyword T to 20357. That's 20357. The word is T, T-E-A. You can enter once per day. That'll get you a free iced tea at either Wichita location, east or west, or in Derby. And good luck, everybody. It's iced tea weather right now as we continue to get these little storms in, but it's hot. Make no mistake about it. It's hot. All right, TJ, let's talk a little NFL. You and I, and I think everybody, Brandon, Tom, I think everybody agrees the Chiefs are at least as good as they were a year ago. Right? Is that fair?
They're just about the exact same team.
I happen to think that they are on paper right now quite a bit better than the team we saw most of last year. That's a team that lost one real regular season game and went to the Super Bowl. They're just healthy, right? And I don't think they can be worse in the one area that really plagued them. So I think they'll be at least a little better there at left tackle. So I think they're going to be a better team as long as they stay healthy, which we can't know about any team right now. Because they got all their guys. They did bring everybody back, essentially. We'll have to see a couple of new faces mix in on defense, but I'm counting on them being close to what they were a year ago, but I think they'll be quite a bit better offensively. Right now, the Chiefs are the fourth odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl. It goes Eagles, Bills, Ravens, and I'm just looking at DraftKings right now, all at 6.5-1, which is where the Chiefs have been most seasons. They Chiefs are at 8-1, and then you have the Lions at 10-1. Everybody else is is essentially a long shot. Those are the five teams right now. I think that's fair, but it does bring up, if the Chiefs are better and they went to the Super Bowl, what's everybody else been doing? What's everybody else been up to? And I think that becomes important, because if you go and you look at those odds, the Texans will almost certainly be better than they were a year ago. The division, when you talk about the Broncos and Chargers, feels like it's getting better. The Bengals can't be as bad. They could, I guess they could be as bad. They won't be worse. And we're just talking AFC here. And then, of course, it's the Bills and Ravens, I think, and I agree with this, that would be the primary contenders there. It's even with the Chiefs getting better, it's still going to be tough. The Ravens added Awuzie, the corner. They added D-Hop, which feels like a lifetime ago. They retained Ronnie Stanley, which was their big thing. And then we'll see, you know, through all the draft and everything else that they've done. But they probably got a little bit better. And then the Bills, their big move, of course, their headline move was Joey Bosa to help them a little bit. They also brought in, though, Josh Palmer, who's been a pretty handy receiver over his career. I think they also got better. I think the Ravens and Bills both got better, too. So how do you set expectations then for this? It's a good question.
Yeah, it just depends on how much you like the Chiefs offseason, basically. But I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there. You know, we talked about last week that I said that originally on paper, I really didn't like the direction the Chiefs were going, of just saying, like, we're going to run it back. We're going to run back the same team. And even though we had our flaws, we're going to trade Joe Tooney on the offensive line that kind of helped us, and we'll just figure it out from there. And I think they kind of lucked into Josh Simmons being healthy, and hopefully he's 100% healthy and ready to go. But it sounds like, by all accounts, he's going to be. But I agree, humongous for this team, having another receiver like that, as he was on pace to be one of the best receivers in the league last year before he got hurt, basically. So you have to think that the Chiefs are going to be right there. But in my opinion, all these other teams, you know, you say the Bills, they brought in Joey Bosa. That's probably the biggest headliner of all of the contenders with the Chiefs there in the AFC. They kind of just stayed pat too, because they've also kind of been on that level, I think. So it's probably going to be a lot of the same stuff that we've seen the past couple of years, of the same group of three teams fighting to be in the AFC championship. I don't know if Joey Bosa makes the Bills immensely better. Do you think he does?
Well, the idea of him does. Yeah. I don't know if he's still that player.
Exactly.
I think he probably has a similar impact that Von Miller had there, and Von Miller is gone. He's been so hurt that it's hard to imagine him being what he once was, but he's still Joey Bosa,
yeah,
right? He's still potentially that kind of a player. Even if it's in a limited role, he can disrupt a game in spots. So, yeah, look, I think he makes them better. I don't know how much better. I don't know how often he makes them better. They just didn't lose much either, right? They released Von Miller. Mac Hollins is gone. And that's kind of it, I think, as far as like key players leaving them. I don't think they lost much. The Ravens, well, we'll stick with the Bills for now. They did, but they added players that are going to help them. Like they kind of ran it back too. They are already on to life without Steph Diggs. It didn't affect him too much. Josh Allen just won an MVP. So I mean, I think they're going to be better. Does Joey Bosa make him better? It doesn't make him worse.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's kind of like the left tackle situation for the Chiefs. Like, it's not going to be worse. I think it'll be better. Rick says Bosa's already hurt. I would expect him to be hurt a lot this year. Talk to me if he's helping them in January. That's really all I care about. They're going to make the playoffs. Is Joey Bosa a factor when they reach the postseason? Is he a factor when they potentially play the Chiefs and have a rookie left tackle, or whatever the situation is? That's all I need to know about his impact on the team. They're going to get there whether he's hurt or whether he plays a snap in the regular season. What can he do for them in the playoffs? And that's kind of what we're doing with all of these teams, right? Like, the Ravens, the Bills, the Chiefs, like they're all going to be in the postseason. So what have they done or not done that would put them over the edge? Then we go to the Ravens. The Ravens, for whatever reason, can't get through the Chiefs when it matters most. They add D-Hop. D-Hop, how much better is he going to make him? I don't know, but he's not going to make him worse, right? He becomes their number three receiver. I think he showed us enough last year to believe in him as a number three receiver. I think the big question for them is can Derrick Henry replicate? Can Derrick Henry replicate at his age what he did a year ago? I would tell you that he didn't do anything a year ago to make you think he can't, right? Other than, you know, the history of this league tells you that it's going to be a long shot, but he's a unicorn. He's not like anybody else.
He shouldn't have been that good last year.
Well, he wasn't supposed to be, right? Yeah, exactly. By the normal NFL standard. So I won't say he'll be better than he was a year ago, but I think he can be close to as good, which is good enough. And again, it becomes talk to me in January, right? What are these guys doing for you in January? I think the Bills are probably, for me on paper, I would put the Bills ahead of the Ravens right now.
Me too. Yeah, I would as
but
well.
But it's close.
Yeah, I don't know. I think that honestly the conversation to have is, like I said, that these teams, Chiefs, Bills, Ravens, have kind of just been the big three of the AFC. You know, you can throw the Bengals in there for the year that they were the Super Bowl. But they know that they've got a roster that's good enough to go win a Super Bowl. And so I think that there's a lot of staying pat. And you get as good as you can get without breaking everything up. And I think that they've done that. I think the bigger conversation is who might be the next team to come make a jump in. You know, we saw the Commanders
do
that.
Does anybody join them?
Yeah, I think in the NFC, just an example, I think the Commanders got better. I think they went to the NFC Championship and they got better this offseason. So they're a team that's going to be a ton of fun. I don't know who in the AFC is primed to do something like that. You know, obviously the Bengals brought back everybody, so I could see them rejoining the mix because it feels like they can't be worse than they were last year with the roster that they have, as you keep saying. Other than that, I'm not sure. I'm not sure who that's going to be.
The Eagles, I think the Eagles maybe got a little worse. I don't, but they may have the room to do it.
Yeah, as I say.
Right. Like I have no problem with them being the favorite. Detroit will be healthier. Detroit kind of feels like Kansas City to me. Mm-hmm. Like Detroit's not going to be more injured most likely than they were a year ago. I think Detroit is being – I love Detroit at 10-1, by the way. I really I think the Commanders are probably the most likely to regress a little bit. Of all the teams that were were up that high,
they lost their offensive coordinator.
I think they're the most likely to regress.
Yeah.
Not out of contention or anything like that. I just – we'll see if they can replicate what they did a year ago. The Niners – Niners are 20-1.
They got worse.
They got worse. But how much room did they have to just, you know, kind of get healthy? The Packers are 20. I love the Rams at 22-1. I think the Rams probably will continue to get better. But I think you got to go even further than that when we talk. And by the way, the Cowboys are 60-1. As we're just looking at this,
don't try to.
I think there is at least a decent chance that the Cowboys finish ahead of the Commanders in the NFC East with Dak Prescott back healthy. Decent chance. I wouldn't say likely. And I know I'm a Cowboys fan, but people that listen to the show know I have not been confident in the Cowboys in a very long time. But 60-1.
What makes you think
that's
what's your biggest takeaway the Cowboys did that made them better?
They got Dak healthy. Okay. Dak didn't play last year. That's the big. I mean, they got a quarterback. And I'm not the biggest Dak fan in the world, but the dude was an MVP finalist just a couple of years ago. He got hurt. They got him back. They made a coaching change. Like that should be enough to rattle the cages of the NFC East, I would think, as a healthy Dak Prescott. Say what you will about Dak, and I say those things too. But he's good, right? He's healthy. 60-1. 60-1.
How low on the list are they? Are they like bottom 10?
Three, six. No, they're bottom half. Yeah. They're bottom half. But that's That one to me is the most surprising. Not that I think they're going to win the Super Bowl, but 60-1 is pretty wild. Pretty wild. So anyway, that was just a quick aside. I think the place to look when we look at the Chiefs at what could pull them down a little bit is are the Chargers and the Broncos. How much better did the Chargers and Broncos get? And how much will that impact the positioning of the Chiefs when push comes to shove? Because when you look at the Bills, right, the Jets are not going to be good. The Dolphins probably are not going to be very good, and the Patriots are not going to be very good.
I have three words for you on that, Mike Vrabel.
Oh, Max, come on now with the Patriots. I love Vrabel. Vrabel's one of my favorite coaches in the league.
Take off your rose-colored glasses.
Yeah, you're the rosiest. You got your Hawaiian and you're talking Beatles yesterday, and like it's 19. We're in the hippie movement with
greatest
Max,
rock and roll band ever.
No, the Patriots are not going to contend for much this year. Be wild if I'm wrong, Max, but I don't think I am. The Ravens are in a pretty tough division. We'll see what Aaron Rodgers brings to the table. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, did you see yesterday? I'll be out of the spotlight when I'm not playing football. Dude's like producing documentaries about himself. There is no world where you want to be out of the spotlight.
I've been waiting for you to bring up Aaron Rodgers. So is he really? I figured that was on the docket.
Is he really producing documentaries?
I don't think he's producing documentaries, but there's an Aaron Rodgers documentary.
I think he's a producer on that doc.
We have fact check.
Let me double check that.
We can't move further past this.
And I thought the Brazilian Yoko Ono
I'm pretty sure he's a producer
Brady.
On there.
Yikes.
I mean, obviously he's okay with it. I don't know how to find this fast, guys. I just saw it yesterday. Anyway, there's a documentary about him coming out where cameras have followed him everywhere. But can we, like... To get on and be like, yeah, Aaron Rodgers, he's going to like step away from the spotlight. There's nobody that more passively aggressively loves the spotlight more than Aaron Rodgers. Like in the history of sports, maybe.
It's true.
That dude loves being the center of attention.
Yeah.
He loves pretending like he doesn't like to be the center of attention.
It's also true. For a guy that always complains about the media, to have a weekly segment on the noon slot on ESPN with Pat McAfee every week doesn't seem like you hate the media that much.
The only thing Aaron Rodgers likes more than being the center of attention is pretending like he doesn't like to
exactly.
be the center of attention.
Yeah.
And it's not even like you're not fooling anybody. Oh, okay, you're just going to step away. We're never going to hear from you again. I don't think that's the case, buddy.
I was listening.
You're making
I think it
a
was,
documentary about yourself.
I was listening to somebody last night. I don't know what show it was. I was listening to about what does this do for the Steelers? Like for Mike Tomlin to be the coach that he is, and then it's like, oh well, now it's going to be Aaron Rodgers' farewell tour for a team that they still haven't had a losing record under Tomlin. So it's like they want to contend, and then it's like, well, now we're going to contend with this quarterback that's going to take his farewell tour.
Well,
like, are you happy if you're the Steelers?
I mean
they didn't expect him to go past a year, but
I think there is at least a small chance, if not a decent chance, he's the best quarterback they've had in the last 5 years.
That's true.
Right? I mean, what's he like to say they needed an upgrade at quarterback, I think there's a pretty good chance he's an upgrade at quarterback over what they've had. I mean, Russell Wilson he had some flashes, but then it quickly came back down to earth. Aaron Rodgers wasn't terrible last year. I don't think he's going to be what the Jets thought he was going to be, right, when they initially brought him in pre-injury. But at his age, coming back from the Achilles, I think he could be a little better with more time away from the Achilles. It's still Aaron Rodgers. It's still a Hall of Fame quarterback. Granted, a little bit older, but they brought in DK Metcalf. If they can figure out, you know, TJ Watt and all that stuff. Yeah, look, I think that the Steelers can compete in the playoffs or for a playoff spot. Sure. Sure they can. So I get it. I don't know why they didn't go a different direction to try to get better at quarterback. Will Howard's there. Aaron Rodgers probably going to be good for Will Howard. It's not a terrible situation for Will Howard, honestly. I think Aaron Rodgers... he's so hard to figure, but I don't know that. I mean, I don't think he was ever, at least that I can remember, unkind to Jordan Love. I think he was fine with Jordan Love. He didn't like that they drafted Jordan Love, but he wasn't a bad teammate to Jordan Love, yeah, at least from anything I've ever heard. Not like Brett Favre was to him, mm-hmm, right? That is a bad example to follow, but I think he's going to help Will Howard. He's going to help them win games this year. It's just like to put up with everything, and their goal has to be to win a Super Bowl after all this time just sort of being there. I think the question becomes, does he help them do that?
Does he?
No, probably not, but he makes him better. I mean, basically, like, does he make him better than Russell Wilson?
Yeah,
probably. I think there's a pretty good chance he does. It's not a lock, but it's a pretty good chance he does. So I get it. But to come out and say, I don't want to be the, like, after this, I'm like, you won't see me again. I don't think that's true. I think there's
he's going to have a podcast 2 weeks after he retires.
Yeah, a podcast about, you know, politics and peyote and maybe a little football. The things that he thinks people think are so interesting that nobody cares at all about. His documentary is going to be weird, man.
And now, digging deeper with the teams you follow, it's another Sports Daily Insider interview on KFH.
It's on a Hawaiian shirt Wednesday. Shreya still has not caught the bug yet. I don't know why. Therese, you've been doing this a long time. We've been rolling Hawaiian shirt Wednesdays for a year at least.
Just you.
What's the problem here? You have to own a Hawaiian. Like, they have become hip again, right? For you young guys, like, they're kind of cool again. I mean, I was rocking Hawaiians when they were very uncool, and then now everybody's kind of has them. You got to have one, don't you?
I think I have one in the back of my closet. I gotta find it. I don't wear Hawaiian a lot. I'll wear a lot of knitted polos and stuff like that. But honestly, in this thing, I'm usually waking up about 10 minutes before these radio hits, washing my face, and then getting to work.
I've been there.
We appreciate you washing your face. I don't even know what a knitted polo is. but we don't have a knitted polo day here on the show. We have Hawaiian shirt Wednesdays, and yeah, it was a good day to do it. KU finally made a roster move. Like, they finally gave us something to talk about. Shri Islada here, our KU insider at SHRE98 on X. You can find all his work at the KC Star. Shri is Cole Rosario. What do we know? How did this come together?
Yeah, you know, he was a guy that was pretty highly sought out. He just visited Kansas last week. He spoke very highly of KU. I talked to him Monday night, and he was like, I'm coming to a decision very soon. Soon. I'm like, what does soon mean? He was like, this week for sure, but soon. Obviously, next day, he announces Tuesday morning. I had a pre-written story already with a few quotes of his and stuff like that. But he's a guy that is a big get for Kansas, I think, in the sense of in many reasons. He's a guy that can play combo guard, wing position for them. I think something they've lacked. He shoots really well from three. He's shooting 44% in the Chris Paul, you know, circuit, you know, part of the AAU league right now. He's in right now. He was shooting well when he played at Overtime Elite. And I think he shot well before he joined Overtime Elite at Moravian Prep. So it's going to be interesting to kind of see how he comes in. But he's a guy that can probably come to Kansas and immediately contribute. It's a big get for Kansas. He canceled his Duke visit. He canceled his upcoming Florida State visit, I think. He's a Miami native. He picked Kansas over Miami, Duke, UNC, a bunch of other schools. This is as big of a get I think you can get in this summer, at this point of the summer. And I think he fills a lot of needs for Kansas. And he's a guy that, you know, was a top 30 recruit in 2026, but reclassed to join Kansas right now.
I was going to say, what went into the reclassification? I'm sure you talked to him about that. I'm sure it was, you know, the fact that he was getting offers to come play right now, so might as well not wait. What all went into that?
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, he had gotten a lot of buzz from various schools of, we'll take you either 2026, or if you want to reclass, we'll take you to 2025. I think Kansas did a really good job of illustrating the need, you know, that they need him out there, that there's going to be a clear role. And he was always ready. You know, he always had in the back of his mind of like, if I need a reclass, I can do it. You know, I just got to, you know, finish up some paperwork and you know, obviously finish up some school stuff. But I think he's ready to play college basketball. He's ready to contribute on this level. And I think he's a guy that, you know, if all goes well, he could be in the NBA after two, maybe three seasons, if or maybe really two, you know. And we've seen it, these reclass guys, they do well. Like Cooper Flagg, obviously very different player and much better player. But he reclassed, and now he's a number one overall recruit. So we could see him go to the NBA probably a year earlier than he expected, if all goes well, like 2 years at Kansas or so.
Whenever you look at this kind of player, do you think there's – is it just a timing thing here? It's not like a philosophy change. Kansas is going to be real young.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Bill Self is making some sort of philosophical shift to a young roster. I think it's just sort of coincidental, right? Like it just happens to be the way it is this year, or is there more to read into it?
I think it happens to be the way it is this year because, I mean, let's call it what it is. If they would have got Darren Williams, they're not bringing it on a freshman. They wouldn't have a freshman class of five. Corbin Allen, late pickup in the middle of the summer, you know, a guy that was not on most people's radars until, you know, the end of the season, April, you know, May or so. I think the big thing with this group is they've done a good job of balancing young and old. I think that they necessarily didn't do as good of a job at last year. I felt like the group was very old for the core outside of Flory. And obviously the two guys they had sitting on the bench and Jamari and Marco Jackson, who, you know, redshirted that season. It seems like they've chased the opportunity to build the team around Peterson. And I think that's the right way of doing things because he's an unworthy talent. And however good or bad Kansas is this year, I certainly think they'll be more exciting to watch this iteration of basketball than what we watched the last 2 years with Hunter Dickinson, DeJuan Harris, and KJ Adams.
Yeah, we just kind of talked about something before you came on here about the way that they've handled this offseason as compared to past offseasons. In my eyes, I don't see it as them saying, we're not going to go do the huge transfer portal route that we've done. I think it was just more so the fact of when they got Darren Peterson and realized they had a legit chance to get him, it was kind of just making their bed back then to say, like, we're not going to have enough money to go do that at this point in the transfer portal. Do you see it as that, or is this more of an intentional thing to say, we're going to go back to getting younger the way we used to do it?
I think a little bit of both, right? You know, Darren Peterson, his price tag allegedly is pretty high, yeah. You know, and I know Flory got a nice pay bump as well. So you flat factor that in after he comes back. So, you know, with the rev share thing, obviously it's now slowly getting back into this thing, but you know, their roster's probably, I would presume, 10, 12 million, I heard around that number, you know, what Kansas is paying, depending on what they're paying this kid coming in. But next year, right, Goff has said that from rev share, Kansas will be in the top 10% top. What does he mean by that? He said he thinks it'll be 4.5, 5.5 million. And then we're not including whatever money coming in from NIL, but we can presume the money that Kansas is going to spend on its roster and any team on its roster next year will probably be less than what they're spending this year. And I think the reading in between the lines of that is I don't think Kansas loved the fact that they were getting outbid on guys like Darren Williams for $4 million. Like they're, you know, NC State coming in for $4 million was just something Kansas could not pay, A. And B, you know, I think this whole we talk about it, you know, Kansas fans talk about it, the prestige and allure of Allen Fieldhouse. It's a clear, you know, recruiting factor, but the money thing where if you're giving them $500,000 more, $1 million more, you know, kids are going to pick that no matter how good or intriguing Kansas basketball is with its history and everything. So I think, you know, they looked at where the roster was at last year. They looked at what they had to bring in. They realized they were at a little bit of a budget cap compared to a few years back. And, you know, there were some things that didn't work out that probably should have worked out. Dame Sarr, Darren Williams. I know one of those, you know, at least one of those was heavily expected to join Kansas, and both of them didn't work out. So it's been a lot of swings and misses for Kansas this summer. But honestly, the roster's played out a lot better than I expected. And picking up Coles and, you know, this late in the summer is such a big deal, I think, for Kansas because he fits a big need, but he's also a young guy that can kind of learn alongside Peterson and a lot of these other guys.
You told us they were looking for a shooting guard, basically, and that doesn't like it. You were spot on with that. It doesn't seem like the biggest need, though. Who's backing up the bigs, right? Like, who's coming off the bench right now to help out down low?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I know they've been linked to Paul Mbaya from NC State. They've been linked to a couple of bigs from Europe, the Turkish big as well. I'm sure they'll pick up somebody. The thing with this is there's going to be somebody that will end up getting picked up late. I think now you can convince them, like, okay, you can be our last roster addition, whatever. There will be somebody that will want to back up Flory, or that's a developmental big that they can give, 10, 15 minutes a game to. The thing that I'm intrigued about with this pickup is he can play the wing. So I think the wing position is something they severely lacked. And he has incredible athleticism. He's like a 45-inch vertical, et cetera. Like that bounce along with the shooting ability is something that Kansas is going to enjoy, I think. I think to see how things play out with a big, I think obviously they probably bring in somebody, but I've been thinking about it more. I don't necessarily think it's a horrible idea to have a guy like Tiller or Calderon backing up Flory, maybe play small a little bit if things don't work out. But I presume a big will be added in the next, month or so.
Back to the revenue sharing thing. So just to shine some more light, because nobody ever really knows what's going on with the new rules and when they're happening and everything. So is the assumption that it's going to not go into effect for this coming season's roster, but it'll be the year after, correct?
It's into effect. I was told, Goff told me that every person, like with, even on football end of things, they had a basically like there was no like amount that was given, but it was presumed that there would be a certain money that would be coming in from rev share once all this stuff was settled. So these guys will be getting rev share. The thing about it is, though, the way Kansas has constructed his roster, it's not built around rev share at the moment. It's built around NIL exactly. And rev share. And obviously it will be next year, but I think Kansas will be a lot more strict with its budget and kind of be accordingly based on data and trends of the market. Next year, because they'll know how much they should be spending. I mean, I think Memphis's AD came out and said, Kansas's reported number that we came out with or whatever, what Goff said, is correct, they're spending that same thing. And that might be true, but I'm not sure Memphis is getting the NIL money that Kansas is getting. And that's where the gap can kind of go up and down depending on what happens with the clearinghouse things.
So that's the part – sorry, Jacob. Will the NIL on top of the rev share now with the clearinghouse? So like you were saying, like they built this – $10 million basketball roster off of NIL some of these people have. So does that get cut down to the $6 million that the rev share budget has, and then the rest has to go through the clearinghouse? Are they going to have to pay less when all this starts happening, or is it kind of just like stacking on top of each other? How does that work? That's the part that's confusing me.
I think right now it's stacking on top of each other, but next year I bet you they will pay less. I asked Goff, and he kind of said the quiet part out loud. I'm like, these guys that are getting $4 or $5 million to be starters – on college teams to transfer or whatever, Darren Williams is an example, will that be cut in half or 3/4, at least their rev share? And he was like, yeah, I think that's a pretty good assumption. So guys like Darren Peterson, who's making allegedly $6 million, or AJ DeBonso, who's making allegedly $8 million, these guys will not be making that from rev share. I can tell you that much next year if they were still around. Obviously, they'll be gone. They'll go to the NBA. But the money for them will have to come in through clearinghouse. And the clearinghouse NIL. Clearinghouse thing right now for me is, I think it's going to be the minute somebody gets a evaluation they don't like, they're going to end up suing the NCAA. So that's another thing we have to watch out.
It is. Cooper Flagg had a New Balance deal. That's not going to be everywhere, but how do you know which one's which? Shreyas Lada, KC Star, KU Insider. Shreyas, we appreciate it. Thank you for the insight. Go find all his work at the KC Star. We'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, that's going to do it for Sports Daily here on a Hawaiian Shirt Wednesday. Royals tonight, 6:40 against Tampa Bay Rays. They look to bounce back. We'll have coverage of that tomorrow as Jacob and I are back here on Sports Daily. See you there.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.